Monica, attorney at law, is in the studio with us. Bill Cosby is a big story today. Also, Drew Peterson in the news.
We'll get to both
of those
on.
Stories. Now, Bill Cosby, according to a federal judge today, ruled there was enough evidence to move forward in a criminal sexual assault case against the comedian. Actually, I'm sorry, federal. It's a Pennsylvania state court.
Right.
Cosby, who appeared there wearing a gray suit, nodded as Montgomery County Magisterial District Judge Elizabeth McHugh announced her decision not to dismiss the three felony charges. He then waived his right to appear at a July 20th arraignment. The case will move forward, the judge says. He's 78. Was helped walking into and out of the courtroom by associates. I've seen this before. I've seen this with your own clients, Mike.
I'd be helping.
Yeah.
I would have helped somebody.
Yeah, that's yeah.
You better need help.
Sometimes Mike will have like a 25-year-old client,
exactly.
And then they're walking in with
somebody, you're going to need help,
and a ventilator.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
In a wheelchair.
Hastert came in a wheelchair, didn't he?
Yeah.
He did. That's
yeah.
Right. Surprised a lot
that.
Of people.
Yeah.
Cosby carried a cane to an earlier proceeding. Didn't have it with him, though, today.
Yeah. There's a 12-year statute of limitations in Pennsylvania, and they just got inside the 12-year statute.
Which I guess there has been a call, I think, about that. I mean, why is there such a strict statute of limitations on sexual assault?
A good question. And many states have changed it regarding children, regarding pedophilia. Many states have changed it. But
it's very hard to do evidence, though, 10, 12 years later, though. Right?
It is hard.
Isn't that the biggest problem?
That's part of it.
And so you can accuse somebody, and even though you know it's a loser case, you're still screwing them up.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, but there still has to be some sort of prosecutorial evidence.
Yes, it is. Well, the interesting evidentiary issue here is going to be whether the judge at this trial allows what they call similar act evidence. In other words, prior similar acts. And will the judge allow other women to testify about similar alleged incidents that Cosby had done to them, using drugs and so forth?
Because then the jury would, hear the same story from several women, and that would add credibility to her story? Because I can't imagine there is much physical evidence.
No, there's very little physical. Now, she did report this. There was what they normally police and state attorneys look for, what they call a immediate or recent outcry. You know, when did she complain?
Mm-hmm.
And here she complained about the next year in 2005,
Five, right.
following a 2004 event. And I know there are a lot of reasons for that, and some of them are very reasonable and make sense. But it seems that here the big question is going to be, will this local court judge allow other women to come in and say that Cosby did the same thing to them? And that's a big question.
I think that's probably, if I were his lawyer, like this Joe Pesci guy that is his lawyer.
Yeah.
Joe Pesci is his lawyer.
That guy sounds like him. Can we play that again? His lawyer outside the courtroom? And get some Joe Pesci for us, too, while you're at it. Make something nice. I'm like ordering food at an Italian restaurant. Yeah make that special in the kitchen.
I once took a case just because of that movie, that Joe Pesci movie.
Positronic? Do you have a positronic transmission?
Exactly. No. I took a case in Southern Illinois, in Mount Vernon, Illinois. Lovely sounding town. not so lovely, actually.
And you wanted to be the big city lawyer down there?
I drove in a fancy car. It was very funny at the time, but I got out of it. After the thrill went away, it was not as much fun.
Did you say Utes?
Utes, exactly.
Do you have the Cosby lawyer? Because he does. He sounds a little like
Joe Pesci.
Joe Pesci.
That's funny.
Today, a United States citizen had his due process rights violated. We intend to ask the courts to put an end to this once and for all. They presented an 11-year-old statement that was riddled with corrections and inconsistencies. 11 years ago, they came to the inescapable conclusion that there was insufficient evidence by which to bring criminal charges.
Yeah.
11 years have come and gone, and nothing has changed.
Oh, no, that's wrong.
What do you mean that's wrong?
50 other women have come forward.
So that's what's changed.
Yeah, 11 years ago, nobody expected anybody. First of all, 11
Nothing
years ago.
Nothing else came exactly. changed. That's an illegal status. Nothing changed.
Yeah, 11 years ago, when the local prosecutors thought, I'm going to indict Bill Cosby, one of the most popular men in America, because of one woman's claim that she was accused that he raped her a year ago on some drugs that we can't, as you point out, Annie, there's no physical evidence after a year.
Right.
So I don't think so. But now it's easy.
Cosby lawyers are also saying that there was a previous prosecutor who mentioned that there is not enough evidence to proceed, but also said a promise that they're calling binding, that Cosby would never be charged. How can a prosecutor make that promise?
Yeah, that was interesting. That was, I think, relating to his giving of the deposition. I think he agreed once he agreed to give that deposition in the civil case, and I don't think it's binding. Prosecutors make a lot of promises in order to get evidence, normally for people who are cooperating.
One more time. Can you give me the real lawyer, for a second here? just very quickly again so we can play that.
Today, a United States citizen had his due process rights violated.
Okay.
We intend to ask...
All right, there you go. All right, there you go. Now Joe Pesci.
I take pride in my grits.
So, Mr. Tipton, how could it take you 5 minutes to cook your grits when it takes the entire grit-eating world 20 minutes?
Totally the same.
Same guy.
That's funny. Yeah,
exactly. Well,
a lot of lawyers like to use that that case with Joe Pesci. What's the name of that movie?
Oh, Casino?
My Cousin Vinny.
My Cousin Vinny. They like using the demonstration of his giving cross-examination to teach young people how to do cross-examination.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that's where this fellow learned.
He learned
in Cousin Vinny video.
Sounds like it.
Counselor. Like, exactly. Fred Gwynne's greatest role, by the way,
is the judge.
Yeah.
Remember where we asked this woman who's a witness, and he said it's 100 feet away, and he takes a measuring stick and goes 100 feet to the back of the courtroom, and he says, how many fingers do they have? Holding up, and the judge says, let the record reflect, he's holding up 3 fingers. Judge! This is for the witness.
All right. So you think this is bad news for Cosby?
Oh, yeah. Very bad news. And he's 78 now. This is possibly the worst possible thing that could have happened to him facing these things. This is terrible.
Felony sexual assault.
Oh,
that
yeah.
could carry
go to jail.
Real prison time.
Oh, yeah. Listen, if enough women come to court, if he gets convicted of this case, and enough women come to court, now, because that's sentencing, as you well know, Ro. Not from personal experience.
What does that
but
mean?
At sentencing,
because I go to his sentencings because I always like to
exactly.
get. I think I go
it's
to
like
Mike's sentencings and then I take him out to lunch and I pay exactly the amount of the years that the person got.
It's like a cinema. It's a video.
Oh my god! Thing, you too.
But anyway, so he'll go to jail on this. He'll have to go to jail.
And then there could be civil suits as well,
yeah,
right?
That's for sure. There's civil suits,
right? And then the other issue there is that. Will a sentencing judge decide that, you know, what's a life sentence for him at that point, right? Don't they have to consider that?
Yeah. I mean, I think the 10 years, what I read was 10 years, which was the most, was sort of hard to believe it's only 10. But if it's 10, he could face, I would think he'd have to get at least 5 years in jail in this case.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
What about the
that's
cane?
That's a...
All right. We're going to talk about Drew Peterson on the other side here. This is interesting. Now, there's a case going on in Southern Illinois, Drew Peterson, basically a murder for hire case that he's been accused of trying to find a hitman to kill
out of prison.
Yes, out of prison,
right.
Trying to find a hitman to kill the state's attorney,
Mr. Glasgow,
from Will County,
right.
And then he apparently, according to the evidence in this case, also admitted to killing his missing wife.
Yeah, Stacey. That's not exactly the tape. I don't think it's clear on that, but,
right,
but
hold on.
We're talking about it.
Don't stay. Hey,
sorry.
Wait a second.
I'm sorry. This is a tease.
The entire grits.
Eating Nation.
Eating Nation. Mike Monaco, attorney in law, is in the studio with us. We were just talking about Bill Cosby. He thinks that's bad for him. It's like Roper Reviews, except for law.
Thumbs down
bigger
on
problem.
Bill Cosby.
This is a bigger problem.
Yeah. So that's bad. And now...
Even with a thumbs down, a guy can still go home.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not in this particular case.
If the judge gives Cosby a thumbs down, he's not going home.
But now, all right, you got Drew Peterson. Now, he's standing trial downstate. And this is a case where he's been accused of trying to get Glasgow, the state's attorney for Will County, to get killed. He's trying to arrange a hit, while he's in jail with another guy who turned snitch.
Yeah.
And there is some question as to whether or not he admits to the killing of Stacy Peterson.
Right.
Now, that's a big deal there.
You know, it's funny. You'd think that a policeman, of all the people who are in jail, a policeman would know, do not talk to a fellow prisoner about anything that's important. Because, but, you know, they're there to hurt you.
Is that stuff compelling, though, when used in court, the jailhouse recordings and the inmates?
Well, it's, the recording is compelling. Yeah, that's for sure. And they have some tape of him talking to this fellow. But they do not have a tape of him saying, I don't think they have a tape of him saying that I killed Stacy. Matter of fact, at one point in the paper today, it reported that he said Stacy's still alive and running around out there.
I think he goes both ways. I think he said one and the other. I mean, you know, it's, we have presidential candidates who do that. Say one thing and then the next day it's still the opposite.
Well, but you know, they may have said that. But it is amazing that he did talk to this fellow and apparently talked to him about killing Glasgow, having this fellow's relative go out and kill Glasgow. And he says, it'll help me beat the case because
I can't wait to get, if I can get out of prison,
and he's got a good plan after that,
right?
Oh, gosh,
and then
I
he
love
said,
that.
And then the prisoner goes, "You said that Glasgow's gone, right?" "Yes, it'll get me out," says Peterson. I don't know how that gets him out.
No, he says that the other prosecutors aren't that good, apparently, and will count. That's what he was not complimentary of the other prosecutors, apparently.
And that Glasgow had it out for him, in his words.
And that if he ever got out, Glasgow would charge him with killing Stacy.
Right.
So the whole thing is a mess. But it is amazing that he spoke to this fellow as he did, even as much as he did, about engaging in other criminal activity.
Well, I mean, he's going to make the argument that this is all fantasy, right? That they're just a couple of guys.
It's prison talk.
To do it.
Well, you know, some of it is and some of it isn't. People in jail, believe it or not, have friends on the outside who are willing to do things like this.
Right? Yeah, well, for sure.
Exactly.
Yeah. But that's, and then they become your clients. But that's,
exactly.
But the thing is his argument's going to be, this is just idle chatter. I didn't mean it. I didn't actually have the means to do it. I wasn't able to pay the guy. So, what are you doing? What are you guys doing to me here? Right, but I did like his plan on that. When he did get out, he was going to go work for El Chapo.
I think that was so fascinating.
He's going to go to Mexico and live in a cartel, work with a cartel. Oh, and that's a great idea.
Director of security for a cartel.
He had thought it out. I mean, he was like, I got a plane. I can land right on the property. And he goes, oh, how are you going to do that? Oh, I got a pilot's license.
Yeah.
And he's like, I got it all figured. I'm going to go, you know, get connected with the cartel down there. They can get us into dope. Oh my God.
Get us into. Remember, he did have that little plane. It's not even a plane. It's those ultralights. It's like
a
lawnmower with wings on it. Yeah, I don't think so. I think that's really going to be a long trip.
You have to stop every 50 miles.
Right. That's a problem. And then it's the I believe that the Border Patrol is going to shoot you down as you're heading across.
Yeah. Although he'd be going the wrong way, I suppose. Yeah. That's good.
All right.
That's tough. He's got a tough road to hoe here. When I heard that it was just a prisoner giving evidence against him, I thought, well, a fellow prisoner, you can't believe a fellow prisoner. He's got, and that fellow, he's facing 40 years in jail himself.
Mm-hmm. So how trustworthy is that?
Right, exactly. But
who's more offended here? I want to ask you: is it Jim Glasgow who thought he was going to get killed, or the underlings who are idiots?
That's what he says.
What is it?
He's critical of the
other lawyers,
other state's attorneys
in the state's attorney's office in Will County. Like, they're idiots.
That's not fair.
They can't do nothing.
Yeah.
Well, I'm also troubled by this. Is a man who carried a badge and a gun
for 30 years
and has, you know,
two women
dead. missing.
Yeah, or missing.
One's dead. One's missing. Yeah, presumed.
Yeah. That's he's quite a guy.
All right, here we go. Thank you, Mike. You've been an excellent
guest today.
Nice to see
you. Nice to see you, Anna.
You too.
This is you've done great work.
Finally.
Leave the bill with Anna.
No, I can't afford his rates.
Sure. Judy is getting... Right. All right. And, you know, they got to pay whether they go to jail or not.
Hey, come on.